I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 12 through 21, Peter talks to Christians by saying that they're to be stirred up by careful reminders and by his careful reminder. And that not only has to do with those Christians who were present during Peter's day, but that has to do with us as well. And we know that he starts here in verse 12 by giving a reminder. He says, "Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of those things, of these things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth." What Peter's telling believers here in verse 12 is, first of all, he would not be negligent to remind them and us of the things he has said. And then he says he writes with what he writes will always be a reminder. And he knew that these people he was writing to at that present time, they knew his admonitions. We know them today by reading the Word of God. And he said that he knew that the people he was writing to were grounded in the truth, according to verse 12. And he goes on in verses 13 and 14, and he says, "Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me." We as human beings, we have a tendency to forget things. We have a tendency to not only forget the bad things in life, but we have a tendency to forget the good things in life. And Peter's saying, don't forget the things of God. Remember the things of God. And he says here in verses 13 and 14 that while alive, he would keep reminding them of God's admonitions. Verse 13. And in verse 14, he says that he would soon die. He's going to be gone. And he wants them to keep on keeping on. He wants them to remember. And of course, we see that Christ had revealed to him his death, that he would die. And in John chapter 21, verses 17 through 19, the Bible says this, "He saith unto him," that's Jesus speaking, "He saith unto him the third time," he's speaking to Simon here, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, "Lovest thou me?" And he said unto him, "Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee." Jesus saith unto him, "Feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not." This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, "Follow me." Jesus told Peter he was going to die, in these verses that I just read in John chapter 21, verses 17 through 19. He told Peter that he was going to die, and the manner of death that he would die, and that when he did die, that he would glorify God, that this would be to the glory of God. And Peter talks about this in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 14. He said that Jesus had revealed to him how he would die. And I believe at this time, just before his death, that the Lord had revealed to him, "Yes, Peter, your time is short." The prophecy that I told you about in John chapter 21, verses 17 through 19 is about to happen. Now in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 15, the Bible says, "Moreover," this is Peter speaking now, Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able after my decease to have these things always in remembrance. Peter knew he was getting ready to give his life. And he wanted the people he was writing to there to remember things. He's endeavoring that not only those people, that we as well, that we may be able after Peter's gone, and we know he's gone, it's through his word that was penned down, the word of God, to have these things always in remembrance. The Bible brings things to our memory as we study the word. And here we see in verse 15 of 2 Peter 1 that Peter vigorously wanted believers to remember, even after his death, to always remember the admonitions he gave. Always remember. The admonitions are from God, he's saying here. Albert Barnes says this, of what Peter is saying in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 15. He says that's this. He says, I will leave such a permanent record of my views on these subjects that you may not forget them. He meant not only to declare his sentiments orally, but to record them that they might be perused when he was dead. He had such a firm conviction of the truth and value of the sentiments which he held that he would use all the means in his power that the church and the world should not forget them. End quote by Albert Barnes. Well, Peter was strongly urging people then, and he's strongly urging us now, not to forget the things of God, to study the Word of God. Don't forget what God has done for us. And he continues on in verses 16 through 18 of 2 Peter chapter 1. Peter says, For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory, when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And this voice, which came from heaven, we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount. And we see here that it's made known. Peter's making known the power and coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter's claim was, first of all, seen in verse 16, he had not made up, or he was not being deceitful. He did not, he had not made up deceitful or cunning myths about the power and coming of Christ. But he had personally viewed the Lord's awesome majesty. He was not going by word of mouth. He had actually seen these things. And he was admonishing people then. And he's admonishing us today that he's seen these things with his own eyes. Peter said he witnessed an example of the Lord's majesty and honor and glory on the Mount of Transfiguration. In Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 and 2, it says, And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And then in Mark chapter 9 and verse 2, And after 6 days, Jesus taketh with him Peter and James and John and leadeth them up into an high mountain apart by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. And then in Luke chapter 9, verses 28 and 29, it says, And it came to pass about an 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter and John and James and went up into a mountain to pray. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistering. Well, God must have thought this was very important because he mentions it 3 times here in the Gospels, and he also has Peter to mention it in the book of 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 16 through 18. What a glorious time that must have been for Peter to have witnessed this majesty of our Lord, of his glory and honor, of being heard as he heard from heaven, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Peter knew that was coming from heaven. It was no earthly person who was saying this about the Son of God. It was none other than God the Father. Well, notice in verse 19 of 2 Peter chapter 1 now. Peter says, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Peter says here that we should pay attention to something in addition to his testimony. In verse 19, he's telling us that we need to pay attention to the entire Word of God. All Scripture is given by the word, by God. All Scripture is inspired. And in Psalm 119, 105, it says, thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, it says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. We need to pay attention to Peter's testimony and the entire Word of God, not just to one section, but the entire Word of God. And Peter continues on here by saying, pay attention until Christ's return. In verse 19, it says in Revelation 2:28, and I will give him the morning star. Revelation 22:16 says, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. Christ is returning. Christ is coming back. Are you ready for him? Those of us who have trusted Jesus as our Savior, the Bible says that he's going to descend, and with the voice of the archangel will shout. It says that we're going to hear a shout, and Christ himself will say, come up hither. And those of us who name Jesus Christ as our Savior will be changed in the moment in the twinkling of an eye. But sad that those people who have never trusted Jesus as Savior, they're not going at that time. But there's coming an awful time when Jesus is going to say to those people who have never trusted him as Savior, depart from me, I never knew you. Depart from me into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. God did not prepare hell for you, for mankind. He prepared heaven. He says, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place, I will come again to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. That's to save people. That's to all people who will trust him. If you've never trusted him as Savior, you need to do so now. Ask him to come into your heart. And if you are saved, you need to be living for him. You need to be in his Word and studying the Word of God as Peter has given us admonition from the Word of God here. Trust Jesus to lead you and guide you. You've been listening to It's a Good Life. To request a free transcript of this program, you can write to Dr. Woodard at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. That address once again is Dr. Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. You may also visit our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. Until the next time, this is Doug Anderson reminding you, it's a good life living for the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.